With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A man who authorities say staked out Donald Trump for 12 hours on his golf course in Florida and wrote of his desire to kill him has been indicted on charges that he attempted to assassinate the former president. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department has been working to find evidence to hold the would-be assassin accountable for the attempt.
Since then, our prosecutors and agents, only 10 days ago, our prosecutors and agents have been working around the clock to discover the necessary evidence to ensure accountability.
Garland also responded to a statement Trump made calling for the state of Florida to handle the case, saying that the Justice Department will seek to cooperate and get assistance from Florida state officials consistent with the law. Several suspects have been detained in the suspected death of a person in a new so-called suicide capsule.
Police in northern Switzerland on Tuesday announced that several people had been arrested in connection with the use of a new suicide capsule. The Sarco suicide capsule allows a user to inject nitrogen gas into a sealed chamber, thereby falling asleep and dying a few minutes later.
Correspondent Jamie Keaton reporting, a criminal case now has been opened. Israel has killed a top Hezbollah commander as part of a two-day bombing campaign that has left more than 560 people dead and prompted thousands in southern Lebanon to seek refuge from the widening conflict. With the two sides on the brink of all-out war, Hezbollah launched dozens of rockets into Israel on Tuesday, targeting an explosives factory and sending families into bomb shelters. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 83 points. This is SRN News. A new pro-Israel group has been formed.
It's called the Conference of Presidents of Christian Organizations in Support of Israel, and it has the backing of nearly 100 evangelical leaders, including Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council and former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. The goal of the organization is to muster more support for the Jewish state in the wake of last year's devastating attacks by Hamas and ongoing fighting with that Muslim terrorist group as well as Hezbollah. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The pro-life movement has a losing streak going on abortion-related ballot measures at the state level. So far, seven states, including conservative Kansas and Kentucky, have enshrined abortion in their constitutions. Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, says pro-life people don't wear rose-colored glasses. We know we have a huge task ahead of us. Nine more states will consider constitutional amendments enshrining abortion in their laws. This is SRN News. American consumers are feeling less confident this month, and concerns about jobs rose significantly.
The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index fell to 98.7 in September from 105.6 in August. It's the biggest month-to-month decline since August of 2021. The measure of American short-term expectations for income, business, and the job market fell to 81.7 from 86.3 in July. A reading under 80 can signal a potential recession in the near future.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Consumers' view of current conditions fell to 124.3 in September from 134.3 last month. The index measures both Americans' assessment of current economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.